Blog Talk Radio.
Hey.
Yeah.
This your boy Haitian Bob.
As a music.
Orange County logo. Hey, fast start, we got another one. I'm done.
Let's go.
This is another one.
Let's get it.
Hey, hey, here we go. The hottest blog talk radio station with the lovely Miss Queen and Magasia on the next to blow radio. G Man,
you're now tuned in to Jizzle Montana and Miss Queen T. And I've been told,
hey, this is your man CB coming straight out of Sick Deep ENT. And you are now tuned in to the Miss Queen T and Magasia show on next to blow radio. Bitch,
straight like that, nigga.
Yo, it's Chris the Catalyst, and I'm rocking with the Miss Queen T and my Garcia show. Next to Blow, we in here.
This is Damo Entertainment out of St. Louis, and you are now tuned into the hottest blog talk radio station with the lovely Miss Queen T and Magasia on the Next to Blow radio.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy A&T, man. Make sure y'all tune in to Miss Queen T and Magasia show right here live on Next to Blow radio.
We are two investigators. Someone sure had it in.
Hey, man, it's your boy AC, and I'm chilling here with Miss Queen T and Magasia on the Next to Blow radio. You feel me?
What it is, this your homie Smoke of the Almighty Field Mob, and you are now tuned in to Miss Queen T and Magasia show. Okay.
Hey, what's good? What do y'all already know? It's Sugar Bear, Sugar Beezy, Christina Dot Inglewood, and I'm rocking with your girls, Miss Queen T and Magasia on the Next to Blow.
Next to Blow! Ready to rock, ready to go. Hey, y'all, hey, y'all, hello. You know it's Miss Queen T and Magasia. Next to Blow, Mr. J.
Hey, what up, everybody? This your girl, Miss Queen T and Magasia on the line. Welcome to the Miss Queen T and Magasia show. You already know it's Tuesday. It's about to go down. What's up, Magasia? How you doing?
I'm over here like, you know what I'm saying? I'm over here like sticking and riding. You feel me? Your shout out to Taste of Bop, though. Like, I'm over here like, I can't even enjoy my drink. I'm over here just like sticking and riding. Like, God damn.
I am good. I'm excited. I'm like super juiced. Like, we ready to go live. You already know. Shout out to last week's show too. We had fun. Shout out to Lazy Bone and Felicia for coming through last week. This tonight, oh boy, oh boy, we got a hot show lined up for y'all tonight. Y'all don't even know. Garcia, let everybody know who we got on the show tonight. Let everybody know basically who we got on the show, how they can call in, tune in, and all that stuff. All right.
What's up, everybody? Stop how I say. What's good? You know, welcome to the Miss Queen T and Magasia. So I had to give you a little bit of Creole, you know what I'm saying? You are now tuning in to the Miss Queen T and Magasia show here, live on Next to Blow Radio. Tonight we have a hot show. We got a little bit of R&B. We got a little bit of hip-hop. We have our boy, The Joker, coming through. He had his hot mixtape that released today. We have our R&B singer, Cole Vaughn, out of Minnesota, coming through tonight to bless us with his presence. So, most definitely, if your first time tuning into the Miss Queen T and Magasia show, best believe it will not be your last tuning into our show because our shit is, like, hot, hot, hot. Like, it's hot like peak leaves. So, if you hate shit on peak leaves, peak leaves is, like, that hot pepper, Queen T. It's real, real hot, real spicy, whatever you would meet or whatever. So, you come down to Miami, I'll make sure I get you some peak leaves.
Definitely. And make sure you guys stay tuned too, because we got shows like this every day. Well, you know, Miss Queen T and Magasia, we're live every Tuesday. You never know who we're gonna have on the show. So make sure you guys follow us on Twitter at Miss Queen T, at she underscore is underscore Magasia. That's Magassia. Facebook is Miss Queen T promo. Oh, also and Magasia. I don't know if you wanna give out your Facebook. Make sure you follow us on Instagram too, Twitter, Next to Blow Radio.
I'm an Instagram junkie. Like, make sure, and shout out to my girl, Miss Queen T, jumping back on Instagram. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at Magasia underscore promotions. That's Magassia underscore promotions. Yo, Queen T, real quick. I was at Walmart, right? And this dude was like, hey, ain't you Magasia underscore promotions on Instagram? I was like, OMG. I was like,
right.
OMG.
Okay.
But yeah.
Shout out to you. I know how it is. I be getting that too. I definitely know how motherfuckers be like, oh my God, crazy. Like, motherfuckers be like, Next to Blow Radio. I'll be like, yeah, that's me. No. Yeah, but hey, definitely shout out to everybody tuning in. We're real hyped tonight. So if you guys are tuned in, make sure you guys tweet us, let us know you're tuned in. We definitely give you guys some shout outs and stuff like that. And also, if you guys are trying to talk to any of our guests, make sure you stay on the line because the Joker will be coming in real soon, following after the Joker. Kovan will be coming through. So if you guys are trying to talk to our guests, make sure you guys stay tuned. Don't go nowhere and tweet us, hit us up on Facebook, something. Let us know you guys are tuned in. And shout out to my girl, Nikki, Nick 706. Shout out to her. She tuned in. Nikki McKnight. Shout out to her.
Oh, okay. That's Nikki. Hey, Nikki. Make sure y'all dial 718-664-9115. Again, 718-664-9115. When you are ready to talk to either myself, Queen C, or our guest of the night, make sure you press that 1 to go live. When you press that 1, you'll hear a sexy girl with a sexy-ass voice talk about, you are now in queue. She works for Next Blow Radio. No, I'm still there. When you hear you are now in queue, that's letting us know that you're ready to go live, and we got to take your callers as they come in. Shout out to Vice Squad, Destiny in the building right now. I see on the switchboard. So we're about to go ahead and take these calls and see what they got to say to us tonight.
All right, then. Well, let's go ahead and get into the first callers. We see y'all out there from the 786 to 952-678-302-214-843s, the 706s, the 305s. So make sure you guys stay tuned. Don't hang up. Let's get into the first caller. Let's get into the 305, baby. Miami, what's up? 305.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
It's the Hood Out. One half of Vice Squad. Homie AC throw on the line as well.
Oh, okay. What number is Toledo calling from? Do you know?
Let me go ahead and look it up real quick. Give me one.
Because y'all do world, so we got to put that in together. You know we're going to be right.
Hello?
Yeah, he's going to let us know what number his partner is online. But it's like a group. They're going to go ahead and introduce him.
Oh, okay. He had hung up. Call had dropped, so we're going to bring him back.
Okay,
let's go ahead and get into the 706-964. Calling you live. Who is this and where are you calling from?
It's Nick. Columbus GA.
What hey. Up, baby? What up, girl?
Uh-oh.
Are you bad?
I'm just chilling, man. I'll be calling. I can't never get through. I'm probably not this
girl. Y'all apologize. I know the lines be super busy and stuff like that. We definitely apologize about that.
I see the lines be jumping, man. I'm just calling in to support the show, though, man. I see y'all doing y'all thing. Keep doing your thing. I support y'all the way.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And go ahead and, you know, we got a lot of callers tuning in, so go ahead and shout out your, you know, what you do and where you from and your Twitter and all that stuff, your music, anything like that.
Yeah, I'm a hip-hop artist from Columbus, VA. Hit me up, 706-NIX, man. Just hit me up. I'm working. You want to collab? Let's work. You can look me up, Google me and whatever, and check out the music. Let it speak for itself. I ain't going to brag about it.
Okay. All right, then. Shout out to you, Nick. Thank you so much for calling in. And like you said, make sure you guys follow my girl at 706-NIX. Shout out to you, Nick, for calling in.
No doubt. For sure.
Hey. All right, then. Hey. Let's get into the next caller from the 843-382. Calling you live. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Nia Jenkins.
And Double D.
Hi. Hey,
what'd you say your name was?
Nyjah and Double D.
Nyjah and Double D.
Yes.
Nyjah, okay. All right, what's up? How you doing tonight? Where are you calling from?
We calling from Mooresville, South Carolina, and we doing fine.
South Carolina's in the
building.
Okay.
Hey, do y'all have any shout-outs? Y'all want to shout-out y'all Twitter name or anything like that, or y'all got something to promote?
Follow me at _ Issa Wifey and WD at Ooh Wee His Dreads. I just tweeted that one.
Ooh Wee His Dreads. Ooh Wee His Dreads. I'm going to follow her right now.
Oh, yeah. I just got your tweet. Just came through. It said now on the air.
All
right, then. Make sure y'all go check them out, too. Definitely salute to you guys. And y'all stay tuned and definitely thank you guys for calling in.
All right, you're welcome.
All right, most definitely. Yep.
All right, let's get into the 302 area code, 302-220. Caller, you're live. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Bevan, and I'm calling from Wilmington, Delaware.
Delaware.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty different. I'm doing all right, actually. I'm just at the gym right now, and I has I saw that.
Right now.
I'm sorry?
You're flexing right now. You're in the studio flexing.
Yeah, but I'm not in there. I'm actually parked outside, and I had gotten a tweet saying that, you know, that Joker was going to be on the radio. So I was like, what?
Oh, yes.
I call in.
Yes, definitely. He will be here probably in about 15 minutes. We just waited for him to call in. So definitely, you could definitely go get your run on while you tune into his little interview. And definitely, if you stay tuned, you can definitely go live with him. And we're going to be taking callers that want to speak to him.
You said, hello?
Yes, we're here.
Yeah, yeah. You said 15 or 50?
No, 15 minutes. 15.
Oh, okay. That was about to say, but if you haven't got my tweet, I was like, oh my gosh, I might not be able to make it, but I'll definitely try to make it just for this.
You better.
All right then. Yo, can you go ahead and tweet us and let us know you're tuned in so we know who we talk to?
Yeah, I already tweeted you. Would you like to for me to shout out my Twitter name?
Yeah, go ahead,
please.
It's at underscore rhythm and blues. It's RHYTHM capital N blues.
All right. Okay. Yes, definitely. Shout out to you. Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hopefully you can stay tuned in, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right then. So when we take your phone back off on mute, y'all definitely don't got to hang up. You guys still can stay tuned in.
Shout out to Trippy Tommy on Twitter. They just tweeted tonight and I tuned in to Miss Queen Tim Magasia show. Shout out to you, Trippy.
Shout out to you.
Definitely.
Let's go ahead and get into another caller from the 305-467 calling you live. Who is this and where are you calling from? Hello?
You're live. What's up? 305?
All right, then. Magasia, tell them what they got to do.
Let me tell you. Don't be scared. When we call out your first number of your air call, your last four, it'll be like, oh, shit. Is you talking to me? Yes, we talking to you.
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm listening to y'all.
Who's this? Who am I speaking with?
This is Hood Otis. I just one half of Vice Squad.
Uh-oh. Hi. How you doing?
I'm chilling. What's good with y'all?
We are great. I'm not talking to Hood or Esplito. Hey, Esplito.
Huh? Could you say it one more time?
Who am I speaking with? I'm speaking to Hood or Ace?
This is Hood. Ace is actually on the line, too, so he's on 786.
Do you see a 786
on the
first
14?
Can you
be there? Nope, I don't see none right now.
That's fine. Go ahead. Welcome to the Miss Queen Tima Gossip Show. This is Queen T, my other half, on Explore Radio. And I want you to go ahead and introduce your single. Oh, my God. This single right here, I love it. I uploaded B-A-B-E. So go ahead and introduce that track.
What is it? How do you feel it?
It's called
on
the Vice Squad, and it's
B-A-B-E,
on the Vice Squad,
V-I-C-E
Squad.
Hold on, I can't hear you.
All right, the track is called
B-A-B-E. Hey, what did you say,
B-A-B-I?
I don't know what the hell you're saying.
No. It's Vice, V-I-C-E.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
go ahead. IG, y'all can log in under Vice Squad 305, Twitter Vice Squad 305, Google Vice Squad 305. Y'all can check out the website, ViceSquadMusic.com. And the single is actually called Bae, B-A-B-E, Bad, every day. You know, a couple languages that we can't speak. But
nonetheless,
okay. The track is B-A-B-E, Badass Bitch, every day. You know, I mean, just some... Yeah, I mean, just something for the ladies to, you know what I'm saying, feeling, you know what I'm saying, a little summer hit. And, I mean, y'all just log on to on Twitter, our website, and y'all let us know what y'all think about the track. Ms. Magassi, I'm sorry about that. Thank you for the opportunity once again. But hey, y'all log in, man. Y'all stay tuned to it. B-A-B-E, babe.
I'm telling you, see, every day we a badass bitch every day. It doesn't have to mean that you a size 2 or you a size 3, but you a badass bitch every day because you on your grind, you working, you independent. So I'm going to say me and Ms. Queen T is a badass bitch every day because we getting it, and we definitely support independent artists, and we love doing what we do, and we do what we do very well. Believe that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Believe that. Thank you. All right, then we're about to get into this track. Yeah, we're about to get into the track, and when we come back, we're going to take some more callers. So if you guys are trying to go live, make sure you guys press the 1 to go live with us. Right now, we're about to get into this track right here, Vice Squad, Badass Bitches Every Day, right here on Next to Blow Radio with Miss Queen T. Magassia.
Yeah.
Killing what you're wearing, you fat, and sex, hang on live, baby girl. get it in and ride in your face so pretty. You are dime piece and I can't stop staring. It's a murder scene, girl, you're killing what you're wearing. You fine and sexy. I ain't gon' lie, baby girl, you impress me. And by the end of tonight, I need you next to me. And you a certified B-A-B-E. Cause you a bad-ass bitch every day. And you a bad-ass bitch every day. And you a bad-ass bitch in their way. And you a bad-ass bitch every day. Excuse me.
Damn, boy, I'm telling you, bless my chair right there. You a badass.
Obviously.
Yeah, I love this song. That whole mixtape is fine.
I like that. That is a nice track right there. It's a nice, like, vibe to it and everything.
Yes, so definitely.
All right, shout out to them. Shout out to Vice Squad. Definitely for coming through. Shout out to them. Oh, yes, let's go ahead and get into the next. From the 972 caller 824. Caller, who is this? What the fuck you want? I'll play. What's up?
Did we send him away?
Whatever, though. He's playing. Anyway, 972-824, caller, you live. Who is this and where you calling from?
Hey, what it do? It's your boy. Dope ass music.
Oh,
no asses. No C's. Mr. Googleable. Team No Filter. West Coast Bay Area stand up. What it do? Queen T and Magasie rhymes with Hannah say.
Big ol' that heat hater. Them heat haters. This man right here, he hates on the heat so much. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But I love you, though. You know, you found me one night. Yo, though, you need to jump on Instagram, nigga. You need to jump on Instagram ASAP. So I can dish your ass out on Instagram.
Hey, hold on. Don't be trying to put me on front street on the radio, god doggy. You know what I mean? God dang it. It's all good. I'll let y'all he have that victory. I ain't gonna say that. I'm be cool right now. I ain't gonna even say nothing. But I'm still like, fuck LeBron and his hairline.
We got you scared, though. We got you scared. We're not scared.
Hey, not much. Hey, I was, you know what I'm saying? I sent y'all the drop. Y'all get the drop.
I got the drop, but I didn't upload nothing. I don't know what the hell is up with my computer, really, today.
Oh, it's all good. I just want to make sure you got it. You know what I mean? So, hey, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I see y'all getting turned up. You know what I mean?
Of course. We is turned up to the max. You already know what to do. So go ahead and introduce the song so I can get my what to do on. So let's listen.
Okay, what a
dope, Nick. Hey, this is your boy Dope Ass Music. This is on the upcoming Blast Your Thoughts Slap That Saturday West Coast Edition. You know what I'm saying? What it do by your boy Dope Ass Music.
What it do when I'm on the block? What it do when I'm at the spot? What it do when the beat knocks? What it do? What it do? What it do? What it do? Holla at your boy and tell me what it do. Now the beat to wreck. I have no sense, better have my check. Moving, can't stand still. Mobbing in the coupe de ville. Wood on the wheel, haters in the grill. Numbing in the streets, he'll see when I creep. Kill him in the sleep. Rap versus all I eat. Call BAU, cause I'm murdering beat. I'm cooking on beat. Hot, turn up the heat. Dope, what it do? Nigga thought you knew. Paper posted on the avenue. Too slow to get it. Yeah, you probably miss it. But I'm this quick when it comes to the business of O's and foes. Kinda like a trisset. Yeah, low, I'm so specific, but your boy's not listening. Don't bad music. Don't get a twisted. Stop playing with yourselves. Getting a flame. That's a red sign. What it do when I'm on the block? What it do when I'm at the spot? What it do when the beat knocks? What it do? bullets on the wall. Magnum, but you didn't see that coming, y'all. Cannonball, I got him running, huh? Put a hurt on Bert, leave a skid mark, face down in the dirt. Peanuts, butter, they calling me Skippy with the 4-5, can't lie. Spread them out in a jiffy, putting holes in bows. Kinda like a trippy, yellow on the Pacific, but your boy's not listening. Go bad music, don't get it twisted, stop playing with yourself, getting flamed at the wrist. What it do when I'm on the block? What it do when I'm at the spot? What it do when the beat knocks? What it do? What it do? What it do? What it do? Holla at your boy and tell me what it do. What it do when I'm on the block? What it do when I'm at the spot? What it do when the beat knocks? What it do? What it do? What it do? What it do? Holla at your boy and tell me what it do.
Hey, what it do? Nigga, what it do? Hey, what it do? Sitting on the block, nigga, what it do, nigga? Remix, hey.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah, I'm telling you, that's how bang, though. It's still some dope ass music out there, and Cali getting it in. You already know, man. Shout out to everybody tuned in. We got a hot show lined up for you, like we've been saying, but we about to bring in our first guest of the night. Callers have been calling in, tweeting it all day. Shout out to all his fans, and we going to bring him in right now. All right, then. Let's go ahead and bring him in. The Joker, the one and only. What's up, Joker? How you doing?
I'm cool, and what's good? What's good?
We chilling, you know, we excited to have you on the show. This is your first time on the Miss Queen T. Magasia show on Next to Blow Radio. Definitely thank you so much for coming through and welcome to the show.
Yes, what's up?
What happened?
What's up? You feel me? So what's good?
All right, then. Well, first and foremost, go ahead and formally introduce yourself and let everybody know where you're calling from and then who exactly do we have on the line.
Yeah, I already know, man. Joker Too Cold, man. Calling in from Cali. Right now, I'm in Hollywood. Mississippi representative, 601 to the deal. We in the building. Just dropped a new mixtape today. Show money. Go get it. Hot new hip hop. Next Blow Radio. What's good?
Okay.
All right then. Yeah. Speaking of the mixtape, we go get it. We just gonna jump right into the mixtape since you mentioned it. Go ahead and let everybody know the name of the mixtape and where exactly can the listeners and the fans and everybody else download this mixtape that you released today.
The name of the mixtape is Show Money. Show Money, cause that's what we get. We moving around. It's me and K Count. If you don't know K Count, he had a big song on MTV to do it. We just dropped it today on Hot New Hip Hop Live Mixtape. Any site where you get your mixtape from, go get it, burn it, give it to your friends, all that. It be jam.
All right, then. So, and shout out to DJ Screams and Chocoholic over there for, you know, getting in on that mixtape. It's a dope, real dope mixtape. I got a chance to listen to some of the tracks earlier, but yeah, you buzzing on Twitter right now. I'm surprised you ain't trending right now.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I mean,
all right. Go ahead, Makassi.
How do you feel when you be on Twitter and you have all these fans just like, you know, tweeting you every minute, talking about how, you know, they love the mixtape and they're downloading it and they're listening to it? How does it make you feel as an artist?
Oh, I love it. I love it. My fan, most of my fans, they've been rocking with me. So, you know, it's nothing new. I give them what they want and they fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? I know what they like and I give it to them. My fans are really.
Nothing bad.
Definitely. So, how long have you been doing music?
So long. just professionally, like, since I was, like, 15. I started, like, 12, 13, you know.
Okay. And then, I mean, I want to know, how did you get your name, the Joker?
Baby, I've been Joker so long, I damn near really don't even remember. I just been Joker. Just a long time. I mean, I always used to make people laugh growing up. I mean, then Joker was one of my favorite characters. Very so.
Okay.
Just hand to hand. So, you know, when you make your little name when you're at school, freestyling in the bathroom and shit, you get your little name. So, shit, I just always been Joker.
I clicked over right when Queen T pulled me on.
All right. Yo, the dope ass music over there. Definitely. All right. So, who are some of your musical influences in the music industry?
So, am I presently?
Yeah, presently. I mean, past or presently. I mean, who got you started and who keeps you going? Like, who keeps influencing you to keep on doing the music?
I mean, dude, like, I'm a fan, though. I listen to a lot of Boosie. You know, I'm Boosie, that's number one with me. I ain't grew up in the Pac era, but, you know, as I got older, Pac, right now, I'm listening to Starlito, Kevin Gates, Kendrick Lamar. I throw some Chief Keef in that bit. And just shit like that. That's with my dick right now.
Okay.
And of course, Big Crit, you know, that's the homie. All
right, let's talk about your mixtape cover. Who created the mixtape cover for you?
So what now?
Let's talk about your mixtape cover. Who created your mixtape cover for you?
Talking about the one today?
Yes.
Baby, I actually really don't know. It really more of a K-Cam label than most of the, you know, the dead work, you know, since I really don't know. But they be told, I fuck with.
Okay, well, definitely.
Definitely. So besides this mixtape, do you have any other mixtapes that you put out that where people can go and check out some of your previous projects?
Oh, yeah, Lab Mixtapes all day. Lab Mixtapes, type in the Joker. But I got new shit coming. We do a perform part 3 of the mixtape on the way. I got YSO Senior 3 on the way. I got Robert Frost on the way. You know, I just work on multiple projects, you know, at one time, you know. Got a lot of shit coming.
All right, definitely. That's what's up. I know you got a lot of music out there, and definitely you got a lot of loyal supporters, and I was checking out a lot of your music. You got a lot of big name features too, so like Waka Flocka, different artists like that. So how is it working with artists like that? I don't know. How do you feel about working with artists such as Waka Flocka and other artists, big name artists?
You know, it's just always a blessing, you know. I just look at it like, you know, just dream come true. I ain't never worked with Waka Flocka though, baby. But not one of my favorites, I gotta say, with Juicy J. Juicy J, one of my favorite real niggas. You know, reached out, you know, when people reach out and they see you working and they respect you, you know what I'm saying? That, you know, ain't nothing like that. It's always a cool experience, though.
Because
the fans love to see it.
Definitely. What would you say the craziest thing is a fan has ever done to get your attention while performing or on Twitter or anything like that?
Craziest thing to get my attention. It's so much. I mean, titties and ass flying all around here. Where is that? I don't know. I really can't even just pinpoint one.
Right. Okay, then.
I'll
see you.
One time, I remember a fan wrote me, and he was like, will you please give me, like, $10,000 because I need to fix my teeth? And so he kept on writing me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I need to fix my teeth. So, naturally, I'm like, man, this nigga here tripping. So, I go to his pictures to look at his pictures, and so on all his pictures, he got his mouth closed up tight all the way. I said, yeah, but his teeth got to be fucked up. They don't want to just look at it. the other one that stuck at him. But, I mean, you know, at the show, shit, the hoes, you know, the hoes going to do whatever to, you know, get your attention. It don't matter.
Right. That's funny. That's a funny story right there. Wow. Yeah. All right, then. All right, so do you have any upcoming shows or anything like that that you know of at the moment?
At the current moment, we're holding off on shows. I'm thinking about we got a press run coming up in New York. I'm finna go to New York and go visit all the magazines and whatnot, and, you know, we're going to film all of that and, you know, let the fans see what that's like. And, you know, we're possibly thinking about maybe, we ain't, you know, decided yet, we're possibly thinking about taking a deal. And so, you know, just shit like that. That's all I'm focusing on right now, and just, you know, working and stacking my music up.
All right.
All right, so do you have an official website?
Huh?
Do you have an official website that your fans and listeners can go and be updated with you?
It was under construction. Just hit the Twitter, hit the Instagram, you know, and the YouTube channel. Joker Too Cold TV on YouTube, Twitter, I am Too Cold, Instagram, I am _ Too Cold.
Speaking of Twitter and Instagram, well, I'm more of a Twitter freak, so, you know, this is Miss Queen T, and I wanted to know if me and Magasia could get a follow back on Twitter.
Definitely. No,
I know you see us blowing up your timeline. We all up in that timeline.
Oh yeah, y'all promote pivot. It's no way I could forget. Oh God, there's no way I could forget. Cause Joker forget sometimes.
Oh, I mean, you only human though. It's all good though. You only human.
Say what now?
I say you only human though.
Oh yeah, sure.
Right. All right. So since we're talking about shows and stuff like that, definitely, is there any information that you like booking information, or even if people want to get features in there with you or like collabs and stuff like that, who would they contact, and you know, what's the email number or anything like that they would contact for a feature or a booking?
Just email onlyforfamilyone@gmail.com. onlyforfamilyone@gmail.com.
Okay, so what can the fans and the viewers and, you know, the crowd expect from a Joker performance?
Fucked up. We gonna turn up. We gonna get fucked up in this.
Oh shit! I'm trying to get fucked up too.
When I come in the club, my whole goal is to be more fucked up than everybody in there before I even get in that bitch. For real. I like it. I'm probably get on that bitch and fall down or anything. You know what I'm saying? I just like to have a good time. You know, motherfucker don't want to pay. Motherfucker don't want to pay that money and come see your ass. Just look at your ass. You feel me? Just whatever it takes.
Right. All right, then. Well, we want to get into one of your tracks real quick, and then we'll come back and maybe take some callers and get some questions out of the callers. So if you guys are tuned in and you guys want to ask Joker any questions, make sure you guys press 1, dial 718-664-9115. Again, 718-664-9115. Press the 1 to go live with us. Speak to Joker. Get your questions in. But first and foremost, we want to get into this track. This is the mixtape name, Show Money. So go ahead and let us know about this track real quick, you know, the background of it and how you come up with the name, the whole concept. And then after that, go ahead and introduce the track for everybody.
You talking about which one, Show Money?
Yep. Yes.
This is basically Show Money. You know, me and K-Can, we've been on the road. When we got together, we put it together. We said, hey, we've been on the road. Let's tell them what we've been doing on the road, what's going to happen when they book the show. You feel me? Really like a flyer you can listen to. You feel me? Goddamn Show Money. Goddamn, we just explaining what we do on the road. You feel me? Too Cold K-Can. All right,
let's go.
Feel like I got ADD. I swear I just can't relax. Put me on the fly at anything you expect, from the front to the back. Which two of these bad bitches up in
lines gonna be ringing. You try to dial in, you might catch that busy signal. Salute K Camp, salute 2 Code, aka the Joker. DJ screaming, trapaholic, stepping.
We come to your city.
Let's get some business.
Yeah. Fuck all the bitches.
Trapaholic.
Test out your weed. Drink all the liquor. Count up that jig. Make sure that it's proper.
Woo.
You want us to rock it.
Yeah.
Send my deposit.
Yeah.
Show money, show money, show money, show money,
yeah.
Show money, show money, show money, show money,
yeah.
Show money, 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 show money.
Feel like I got ADD, I swear I just can't relax. Put me on the fly at any venue, it's packed from the front to the back. Which two of these bad bitches up in this motherfucker got that slap? Nah, I ain't got no virus, bitch, but tonight you gon' get hacked. Looking for the nigga with the gas, talking 93 octane. So if my car on E, I can blow smoke in my tank. Hoes out showing they feet, coming in the rain or sleet. All these cars in the parking lot, like boosters just got released. Smoking on the couch, putting holes in the cushion. If we looking good, baby, cause we see you looking. Little B bruised, like a couple beers. Make the hoes choose, like the Jimmy Hill. But you know good and well where the fuck is going down. Got gold on my watch and ain't cold my hair. About to turn this bitch like a commercial on now. Fat bitch came with the girl on now. We running this bitch like a hurdle on now. Fuck it to the ceiling, me and Cap turned up. Got to save by the fuck of my circle on now.
We come to your city,
yeah.
Fuck all the bitches. Test out your weed. Drink all the liquor. Count up that jig. Make sure that it's proper. You want us to rock it. Send my deposit. Show money, 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 show money. Keep a few bands in the pocket. Born plugged in, fuck the socket. You know I'm the truth, gotta call James Harden, cause I've been taking off like a rocket. Got a shit covered like a tent. Transform in the boot, Clark Kent. Got that hoe with me, she in love with a G. Gotta put her on the song like a mint. Hey, man, boy can't see me. Ray, want me for a show, then you gotta pay. Your man, he a pussy, he a fish filet. Drinking on him while she on Bombay. Yeah, you know we with it.
Yeah.
Me and Joker trying to get it. Rolling Stones to rockin', rolling giddy. Hold that golden ticket, that's my word. Haul in the cup with the earth. Turn us up, nigga, what? Haul in the butt. Finna make a movie, young cut. Stay making plays, nigga, hut. Stay turned up. We ain't gonna make that move if you ain't talking that show money. Nigga, you broke. Stay out here looking crazy. I can tell that you got no money. Bitch, what's happening? We can get it cracking. Young nigga working plug and fly in Aladdin. Showing my hats, nigga, I ain't even sagging. Need a bad bitch on the strip like a pageant. Ho, no, drink it slow. Man, my niggas on a roll. We ain't playing with you ducks. You gon' pay me like a toll. We come to your city.
Yeah.
Fuck all the bitches. Test out your weed. Drink all the liquor. Count up that jig. Make sure that it's proper. You want us to rock it. Send my deposit. Show money, 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 show money.
Show money.
Definitely a banger right there. Shout out to the Joker right there. Let's go ahead and bring him back in. Yeah, that's a hot track right there. Got the internet buzzing right now with that show money. Like you said, make sure you guys go check out that. Go download the mixtape for my boy, the Joker. Again, if you guys are just now tuning in, we do got the Joker right here live on Next to Blow Radio with myself, Miss Queen T, and Magafia. The Joker, definitely. How do you feel like the buzz is going so far? Are you getting good feedback, most mainly good feedback, or any negative feedback on the mixtape yet?
Oh, they loving it. They loving it. The fans, they loving it. The haters, they hate it. And that's what we do it for. You feel me? They love it. They love it.
All right,
gotta
then.
Go get it. Must have.
All right, then. Well, we're going to get into somebody's callers. So if you guys are trying to go live with us and ask a question, make sure you guys press 1. and go live. So we're going to get into the first caller. This fan had called in a little bit earlier in the show, waiting for you. So we're going to get into the 302-220 area code. You live with the Joker. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Bevan calling from Wilmington, Delaware.
Hey, Bevan.
Yeah, what's going on, everyone? How y'all doing this evening?
Doing great.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Now, I know my favorite rapper, the Joker, is on the phone.
What's good,
homie? What's good, man? Oh, my gosh. Ever since the mixtape had dropped, I just been jamming it, especially Show Money. What other tracks you have? What is it? Light Up 2. Oh, my gosh. And especially what makes my day the greatest is that it was my last day of school. I am currently now a senior. I come home, waited some hours just for this mixtape to drop. Been jamming it ever since. And probably like an hour before this, I got a tweet saying that you was going to be on the radio. So I'm like, what? So I had to call him. I'm sorry that I'm so hyped right now. I'm just like, best day ever.
My motherfucking dog. All right. That's what's up, my dude. That's what's up. I think I know your Twitter too, homie. You said your name Bevan. Said your name Bevan, didn't it?
Yeah, Bevan. It's only Bevan, but the at name is underscore rhythm and blues.
I don't say you on the home. I be seeing you riffing.
Yeah, like sometimes I feel like I do too much, but I just can't help it. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, man, homie, I appreciate the little homie real shit.
Yeah, but I have a quick question for you.
Right.
All right. I noticed that you came up in the East Coast area a little while ago. You came up to New York, and I heard that you was coming up to New York again. I want to know, have you thought about doing like a show at a club or anything in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania? Because that's where that's my closest spot to go to a show at. I just want to know, like, have you thought about going to a show in Philly?
I mean, it's not on the schedule. I would love to, though. I'm supposed to be in Pittsburgh sometime coming up, not for a show, and then to be working in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
But I would definitely love to do a show in Philly, though.
Yeah, because you already know, like, it being summertime or just whenever, I would try my hardest to make it out there. I'm too stoked right now, man.
Yeah, what's up, my nigga?
Yeah, but shit. Another question. Whatever happened to Euphoria, Indica, and Ember Thoughts mixtape? What happened to that?
We really lost a lot of the songs. Like, as I was putting it together, one of my engineers was kind of that way fucked up and lost some of the songs. But the ones that I had, I just released them. Like the freestyle that I've been releasing, they've been from over there. Like, I got a couple more I'm going to release, but, I mean, the body of the song, when we lost them, after that, I was feeling a different way. So, I mean, it ain't no looking back. I just keep moving.
I know that must suck, that hard work, all that, but, I mean, but you're still moving, though. You got, what is it you said? We do it for fun, part 3, Robert Frost versus Joker 2, Cold What? Oh, my gosh, man.
I got some raw shit coming for you, homie. For real, I got the best put up. You better know it.
Yeah, and what is it called? Don't tell me. Hashtag 2Cold Freestyle Friday coming up. Like, you got something dropping for us, man?
Yeah. I got some coming. I don't know which one I'm gonna do. I got a couple of them though. I'm gonna put one out Friday though.
Yeah, and one more question. I don't want to tie up the line or anything. I know it's like in a matter of creativity and being smart, but I just want to know, how do you come up with these punchlines? Like it would take at least like a week just to figure out what you finally said. Like, for example, what you said, you were saying like something like on Switch It Up, you was like, have your girl just like a Spanish thug, Lagoon. And it took me a while. I was like, yo, I just got that.
Man, I mean, I be feeling like Wayne home. I be like, some of this shit be so hard. I be like, that shit ain't even mine. It's just God gave it to me. You feel me?
Yeah. And plus, like, you know, I always thought, like, you know, he can do this. Like, it's so possible and creative. You know, his name is the Joker. So the Joker is a funny guy. He sets up riddles, makes funny jokes. You're incredible, man, for real. I mean that to the fullest. I talk about you all the time in school. You're the best ever.
Right there. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, listen, thank you so much for calling in, all right?
You too.
All right.
Thank
all
you.
Right, then. Shout out to all the fans definitely calling in. We probably won't be able to get to every single caller, but we're gonna take make these calls fast. So make sure you guys keep it a little short and simple. So we're gonna get into the next area code 501-442. Caller, you live. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hello.
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 What it do? I'm in a rock. Hello.
How are you?
I'm straight. I'm good. How y'all doing?
I'm doing great. Who do we have online?
Shit, I'm YG Davis.
How you doing? Do you have a question for Joker?
Yeah, he on the phone right now.
Yeah, where you
home? What it do, man?
Shit, cooler.
Shit, hey, bro, I like the mixtape for real, bro. That shit go hard.
Appreciate it, fam. Appreciate it. Which one you fucking with?
Yeah, I'm fucking all the explanation, fucking all the do it for funds, all of them, bro.
That's what it is. That's what it is. I got more shit coming. Just stay tuned. Where you from?
I'm from the Rock, from Little Rock.
Oh, I'm trying to get some advice though.
To
the light.
Some advice, man. I'm on this real shit too. So I'm trying to get out there, man.
You talking about rap?
Yeah.
I mean, just grind hard, bro. You feel me? You know, right? Get in that studio. Fuck with your local artists, whoever hot. You know, get the love for your area first. You know what I'm saying? Your home always gonna be your biggest backup. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Get the love of your home, you feel me, and just ride from there. Just, you get out of what you put in, just simple as that.
Hey, man, if you got the chance, go on YouTube and just type in YG Davis and fuck my music, bro, like, real, bro, if you like.
Hey, just tweet it to me, homie, just tweet it to me and let me know that there was you on the car, and I'm going to check it out.
All right, bet. That's what's up, man.
All good.
Yeah, how much would it be for a future, though?
Email onlyforfamily1@gmail.com. We work it out, you feel me? Whatever your budget is, we'll work with you.
All right. Hey, I got a question, too.
Yeah.
Hey, shit, my favorite rapper was Slim Duncan. Y'all made a song together, what's it called?
Yeah.
Boss, How Bosses Do?
Yeah.
Y'all do it. That was my favorite reference shit. RP my nigga Dunk. But shit, was y'all in the studio when y'all did that shit?
Nah, they actually, Dunk came and did his verse after I did mine. But after we did the song and the mixtape came out, we went out to the club a couple times. He real nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Shit, yeah, you met him and shit? Y'all was cool?
Yeah, we went out to the club a couple times.
Shit, that's what's up, man.
All right. Go ahead and shoot your Twitter out there real quick if you want to.
Follow me on Twitter at YG_Davis.
All right, then. Thank you so much for calling in. Definitely appreciate that.
All right.
All right, then. Well, we're gonna take, let me see. We're going to take one more caller, and then we're going to get into another track real quick. All right, is that cool with you, Joker? Oh, my bad. Honestly, muted you. I'm sorry. We're going to get into one more caller, then we're going to get into another track. Is that okay?
It's all good. It's all good.
All right, then. Let's go ahead and get into the 678 caller, 365 caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hello. What's happening with you, man? This TJ, man. I'm calling out from the Decatur, man. And I'm calling in, you know what I'm saying, holler at the Joker, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been an admirer of the music, you know what I'm saying, way back in 2007, man. I remember, like, you know, for y'all don't know, man, you know, they ain't speak up his song that he really got national recognition featuring Stuart Rock and Future. I just blow it out. That's a crazy, crazy joint. So I had to call in, man, and give you props, man, you know, when I was on Twitter. And I was looking, I said, Joker, oh, shit, I got to call in, man, get home and talk about that music, man. I, you know, that's one of my favorite tracks all the time, man, it, you know.
Appreciate that shit, homie. I fuck out strong in Atlanta. You say you calling from Decatur. Yeah. That's what's up, my nigga.
Yeah, but see, we might be people, man, because my people did your mixtape, man. You know what I'm saying? I did that screen, man. We were rich, man. Those my people, man. I grew up with them cats. We went to high school together, man, so... You know, it's a small place, man, you know.
Yeah, what's up, homie? Gotta make sure you get the show money too.
Okay. I'm looking into that, man. I'm gonna check it out, man. And like I said, man, you know, I did some research, man, you know, everybody, you know what I'm saying, we getting in trouble with the law, man. I know you got in trouble with the law, man, you know what I'm saying? You just came out, man. I saw your trailer on YouTube and everything like that, man. I'm glad you got that straightened out and everything, man. You know.
Hey, nigga trying to stay away from there. That ain't
hell
it.
Yeah. You know.
Appreciate that, homie.
All right, thank you so much for calling in. Do you want to shout out your Twitter or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, be on the lookout, man. You know what I'm saying? My Twitter is PJDTE, man. You know what I'm saying? And I just had submit some music in for you, man. So hopefully, man, y'all can look at my music, man. I'm PJDTE. Got some new heat coming in. You know, screw man, PJ. They say you ain't shit, you know, swimming the money, man. So, but I'm known for my hot singer, Do My Thing, the remix. You know what I'm saying? On Coast Coast Mixtape. Shout out to Coast Coast Mixtape. They gave me a... you know, mixtape pin, but yeah, I just had to call in for, you know what I'm saying, because he did a lot of features with a lot of my people, like Future, and, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, and my people, you know what I'm saying, host his mixtape, that's my home screen, you know what I'm saying, they do his mixtape, so, you know, I had to call
right.
in and get support, man. It's like fam right there, you know, so, yeah, well, you know.
We appreciate that. All right, thank you so much for calling in, definitely. Shout out to everybody that's calling in. Joker, you got, like I said, you got some loyal fans, and shout out to everybody calling in. People called in earlier too, was waiting for you to call in. So shout out to all the, your little them females that was calling in. They was like,
Joker. Oh yeah.
shout out to the ladies.
But we're gonna get into one more track, and then we go maybe take one more caller, or maybe two, and then we gonna wrap it up. So I know you got a busy day. Today is a big day for you. You dropped that hot mixtape, and if you guys didn't get it, these are some of the tracks that are off the mixtape. So make sure you guys go download that. But we got, let me see, we got Get Lost, and we got The Money Bag. So which one do you want to get into?
We got to play to get long. We got to play to get long. I'm going to have to get on out of here, but we got to play to get long. I think we're going to get.
Okay.
I think we're going to put a big push behind this one in the street. This guy's Get Lost. Goddamn, the bitch ain't getting no money. Bitch, get lost. Bitch, you want to smoke up all the weed. Bitch, get lost. You feel me? Just whatever you want to do. You know what I'm saying? You tell a nigga to get long. You feel me? Run there, bitch.
Right.
You call, take care.
All right, then. So you say you gotta head out?
Yeah, I got a slab.
All right, then. Thank y'all so much for coming through too. We definitely appreciate it, and we gotta get some radio drops from you too. I'm gonna hit up your manager and definitely try to get some radio drops from you as well.
We definitely gonna do that, and I'm finna go follow y'all ass right now.
All right, then. Shout out to you. Thank you so much for calling in. We're about to get into this track. Shout out to the Joker for coming through on Next to Blow Radio. This is how we do it, Miss Queen T. Magasia show. We're about to get into this next track, like you said, Get Lost. Make sure you guys go download this mixtape, Show Money, already. Let's go.
Yeah.
My nigga, all these hoes got a price. I can't wait to cut a bitch off.
Trapaholic. Real trap shit.
If I tell a bitch to strip, that's the least of her worries. Why would a hoe complain when she can't even afford it? Let my niggas hit the pussy, they ain't even recorded. She crashed that right into a wall, I ain't even recorded.
Drop today, Show Money. Make sure you guys go check that out. It's about DJ Scream. Definitely a nice big say right there. So shout out to Hit for coming through. Definitely thank you for coming through. Shout out to his management. Shout out to Critical, also Cold Case Entertainment. And you know, next we got coming up, we got Cole Vaughn Balder out here from Minneapolis, Minnesota. He's an artist from out here. He's definitely doing his thing. So make sure you guys stay tuned for that. He will be coming up real soon. So we're going to get into some more callers and see what these callers got to say and see what they where they coming from. So let's go ahead and get into the 678. Can we just start this one? 678-365?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Hey,
caller, what's your name?
It's PJ.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all
right,
yeah,
shout out to you. Thanks. Huh?
I was just waiting on, you know what I'm saying? I was just waiting on you to say something, you know.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right, thank you so much for tuning in.
Oh, yeah, no problem, man. I hope some of my music, man, you know what I'm saying, makes it on the air.
Make sure you tweet us. Make sure you tweet us. So, well, you said you sent it in, so make sure you tweet us so then we can follow up with you after the show. Make sure you have all the information correct.
Okay. Just be looking out for it's real something, man. It's PJGTE from Twitter. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna Twitter now. So I'm gonna go ahead
and tweet you now. This Nesta Blow.
Next to Blow Radio at Next to Blow Radio with the number 2.
Okay, I got you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Oh. What happened?
I think I just followed you.
Okay. All right, well, we definitely will follow up after the show, okay? Gotta get to the next caller. All right, thank you. All right, let's go ahead and get into the 706 area code, 706-894. Caller, who is this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on? Kaz.
Hey, Kaz.
What's happening? How y'all doing?
Good, how are you? We miss you.
I'm good. How y'all doing? I miss y'all, too.
Aww.
Yo, so I just tuned in. The last track, that was, I guess, the guest, the Joker.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was catching it. I was like, okay. Where's the Joker from?
Cali. He's from Cali.
From Cali? Okay. I was even going to say Cali or Texas, you know what I'm saying? Like that. Yeah, that type of flow. Yeah, it was jamming though.
Well, that's
you. Just to let y'all know, I'm on music for y'all. You know, I'm sending it to y'all email. The album is almost done. I said on Facebook today. I was like, man, I'm raising the bar for indie singers. That's all I'm doing. Every song, I'm raising the bar. So if these niggas can't jump. They might want to get out the game now, I'm telling you.
Uh-oh. I feel you.
Well, dang. Let me tell you something. Casual been waiting, because we didn't, Casual missed the show. He been waiting to tell y'all that.
Straight up. I mean, I'm so serious, man, because I listen to, you know what I'm saying, to Next to Blow when I can, and I just look up people. I look up people in different songs and everything like that, and I'll be like, okay. I'm just saying, man, they might want to step it up with their creativity, with their vocal, with everything, man, because I feel like they're not putting their all into their heart. Because when I come up to where you at, it's a done deal.
Okay. Well, we're going to get into one of your tracks, but I want to take a couple more calls before we get into this interview. So our next interview. But, Casual, what song you want to hear?
Whatever y'all want to hear, you know what I'm saying? I just appreciate y'all playing, you know, anything that I have, you know what I mean? So.
Of course. All right, thank you. We're about to get into, that will be our next track getting into, but like I said, I want to take a couple more calls before we get into this next interview, and then we're going to get into that track, all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
I love that song. That's my favorite song.
Let's go ahead and get into the 225572. What up? Who's this and where you calling from?
Wow, it's Club Banger.
DJ Club Banger.
Hey, Club Banger, how you doing?
Oh, I'm living. Just living. I heard, I've ran across him before with Trey Entertainment, so... I think I know who he is by the way the voice, because I think I ran into him one time. So it was suck. I wanted to talk to him because I wanted to see if he remembered me. But that's cool. It's all good. I think if he's hearing me, Joker, if you're hearing me, man, you know, hit me up. But it's I'm just living. You just wanted to give a shout out to y'all, man. I know I didn't get a chance to get up on the next remote. I'll be so busy trying to get everything locked in with the stuff I'm seeing, but. Yeah, you know, I just want to shout out to y'all, and I want to do the interview with my boy Kayvon, you know what I mean? That's my other boy, man. Just keep on living, just keep on going, you know? That's about it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, you already know Kovan coming up in just a little bit. But for y'all that missed the interview, we definitely apologize. Make sure you guys hit him up on Twitter at I am too cold. That's with two O's. And I A M T O O C O L D. Hit him up. But yeah, sorry, couldn't get all the callers. He had to go.
Oh, no problem. It's all good. It's all good. Still good.
Still living. Right. Let everybody know your Twitter and Facebook and stuff like that.
I just opened up another account. Or Facebook. It's called Savage Life DJ Club Banger. I don't want DJ Club Banger's full, but you can still follow it. I got a couple, you know, DJ Club Banger everything. If you just find the DJ Club Banger, I'm pretty much on every social network site that you could possibly think of. I'm on there, you know what I'm saying? Just DJ Club Banger Instagram, DJ Club Banger Twitter, DJ Club Banger Facebook. So, if you hit me up, I'm here to help the world just like y'all is, man. We help the world. We live together. We keep living.
I am a best man.
All day.
All right. Thank you, Club Banger.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Club Banger in the building. Already. We're going to take just a few more calls, then we're going to get into that interview. So, let's go ahead and get into the 312-241 caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Yo, it's Rachel. I'm coming from the Shack City.
Hey, Rachel. How you doing?
How you doing, baby?
I love her voice. Her voice reminds me of...
I know, right? I love it.
I love the accent, man. How you doing tonight?
Man, I'm chilling, man, watching this game, man.
Oh, my God. You just remind me of
the
heat. What?
Beat the heat. You heard, look, you heard me.
Hold on. Oh, if you know I'm in Miami, Florida, you call it next to go on radio.
No disrespect, man. But you already know my team gone already. The Bulls, they already out of there. I had, you know, anybody but the heat.
We're going to take it tonight. You know how we do. Team, you know, you can get it. But you already know what it is. We love your track.
Yeah, Miss Queen P, I just sent another song to your email just now, actually.
What's on the track?
Pour Up.
Okay, we got definitely upload it to the switchboard and have you call in next Tuesday and introduce it to us.
Definitely, but shout out to all the artists that's calling in and that's doing their thing. It's all love coming from the 312-773. That's the Chi-Town area. Everybody keep grinding, keep doing their thing. Dreams do come true and blessings do happen. Even though favor ain't there, still keep going. Love from Rachel. Kisses.
Yeah, major. That's what it's called. I love it. All right, mommy. Keep it live.
All right, baby. Both y'all. Love y'all. Bye.
Love you too, chill.
Bye.
We gotta get her ass either the co-host or maybe interview her. I love
I'll
her.
Tell
I feel
you.
Like
I think she'll be a great co-host. So her energy is amazing.
Right, definitely. All right, shout out to we're about to get into this interview as soon as I gotta play this next song. But shout out to everybody that's tuned in. Definitely salute everybody that called in and still tuned in with us. Definitely dial 718-664-9115. Press the 1 to go live. And we're about to get into this interview with my boy Kovan right after this song. So shout out, I know Dawood tuned in. Shout out to Dawood. Shout out to my boy Trouble T. Shout out to the 731. Shout out to Von Von. Shout out to Rose to start him in the chat room. She was in it earlier when I was there, so definitely shout out to everybody that's tuned in. This is Next to Blow Radio. This is Casual. Let me get it. Let's go.
Top Tom Davis with another smash.
Oh,
All right, there. So that's a casual right there, definitely. But yeah, like you said, you are tuned into the Miss Queen Tia Magasia show right here on Next to Blow Radio. How we do it each and every Tuesday with Miss Queen Tia Magasia. But you guys can check us Next to Blow Radio all 7 days a week right here, 718-664-9115. Make sure you guys go download our app on the Google Market. It is free. Tune in that way. And definitely you guys can check out previous shows and pretty much that's what it is. So we going to get into these, we going to get into this exclusive interview with my boy Kovan, straight out of Minneapolis, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Rep in Minneapolis, Minnesota, I should say. But let's go ahead and bring him in. And we're going to bring him in. What's up, Kovan?
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
I'm doing all right. How you doing today? Or this evening, I should say. This evening. The day's almost over.
You're right. Absolutely right.
Are we good? We good. Got a home. Home team artist on the line, you already know. But go ahead, Kovan, go ahead and formally introduce yourself. Let everybody know who you are, what you do, and, you know, where you're repping and all that good stuff.
All right. I'll try and keep it short. No. My name is Kovan. Full name is Kovan Baldwin. I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota. That's where I was raised. I was born in Seattle, Washington. I'm an up-and-coming singer-songwriter, R&B. You know, I write my own songs and everything. But I'm actually the complete opposite of what, you know what I'm saying, what a lot of these R&B artists are today in the industry. I'm complete opposite from all the guys that you hear on the radio. My songs are, you know what I'm saying, on the positive realm of things. You know, I keep it clean. I don't swear any of my music. You know, I just keep it positive. I keep it 100%. You know, and I'm just true to my lyrics, and I'm true to myself as an artist and my fans. And, you know, that's what's going to take me to the top.
Most definitely. Sounds good. So is your artist name just Kovan, or is it
just Kovan? Right. Just Kovan. Yep. You know how, like, you have, like, you know, like, Prince just goes by Prince. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's just Kovan. So, you know.
All right. So let everybody know, what genre of music do you create?
R&B soul.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Cool.
I would mix it in with a little bit of. I would mix it in with a little bit of pop, too, as well, you know, with a touch of hip-hop, you know, sprinkle a little bit of hip-hop on it.
He said sprinkle a little bit of hip-hop. <That's fun. laughs>
Yep.
All right, so let everybody know, well, first and foremost, let everybody know your Twitter name and your Facebook or anything, any information you want to give out there so people can go and check out your music and follow you and all that good stuff.
Okay, well, my Twitter name is KBMusic3, so that's KB, and then music, as you spell music, M-S-I-C, and then with the number 3. My YouTube is KovanMusic1. You know, people can follow me on YouTube as well, subscribe to my page, check out my two videos that I have going on. If you have an official website, it's just www.iamkovan.com. You can also check me on ReverbNation.com/KovanOfficial, which I'm currently ranked number 3 and rising on the Reverb charts too as well. So, and I have a lot of new songs on there too as well on my Reverb Nation page, so definitely check that out. I'm also on SoundCloud too, just I believe my SoundCloud page is Kovan Music, so make sure y'all check that out too as well.
Kovan is everywhere, you already know.
I try to be. That's what you got. You got to create a presence, you know, an online presence, but as well as a presence, you know, in the streets too, in the cities, suburbs, towns, rural areas, wherever you go, you got to make sure you spread out and just let people know what you do and why you do it. That's very important. Communication is key to this game, in my opinion. So.
I definitely agree. So. Can you tell the listeners, at what age did you realize that you wanted to be an R&B singer?
At what age? Probably at the age of like 5 or 6. You know, I mean, I started singing when I was little. You know, when I was 2 years old, you know, I had a microphone, one of those, you know, microphones that you have that you sing into as a little kid. You know, I was always pulling that around the house and always singing with it. And then, you know, going to church and just singing, not in the choir, but just, you know, singing along, you know, how the song leader leads a song and the congregation sings back, you know, just
I've always, you know, had the gift to sing since God blessed me with it. So I'm like, you know, I want to use it for good. So that's, you know, I've always wanted, I've always had that passion of singing.
So you grew up singing in the church, is that?
Yeah, well, not in church. Well, in a way, in church, but then it later developed into my own music. I don't know if that, you know, when I was about, I would say 14, 15, I started writing my own songs and, you know, working closely with choir teachers and, you know, getting vocal training and whatnot, going into college and stuff. And then I recently went down to Hattiesburg, Mississippi for a few months to record my album, which I completed, which it won't be released till later, 2013, early 2014, depending on, you know. Yep.
All right. So do you remember how it felt like actually going to the studio for the first time and recording your first actual single? Do you remember that moment?
Yeah, I do. It was actually in high school. I was a senior in high school because I actually took a popular songwriting class in school. They actually offered it, which was one of the few that they had in the country, actually. And, yeah, the first time I recorded, I wasn't nervous, but I was just really anxious, and I think it took me about an hour to get that song done, but I was just really excited when it got done. I thought it was, like, the best thing in the world, you know, even though it probably wasn't the best thing in the world. It was all right. This was my first song. It wasn't bad or anything, but my voice was a lot younger, and I couldn't hit the notes, obviously, that I can hit today. But it was just exciting creating that old music and then hearing it. And I played for my mom, and, like, she liked it, you know. And so, yeah, it was exciting.
Okay, cool. Great. I actually want to go into one of your singles now. We couldn't upload Kami Remix because for some reason, you know, you sent us MP3-4. But we do have Next to You, and we have Forever on the switchboard.
Did you guys get the What Can We Do song, too? I sent that
no.
one.
No. I have Next to You, and I have Forever. Which single would you like for us to play first?
Let's get into, let's do Forever first.
Okay, Forever. Go ahead and, T, you have that pull up in the switchboard? T, Miss Queen T? Okay, she probably having a little technical difficulties, but let's get into talking about the Forever track. What inspired you to create Forever, and what is it about?
Well, you know, Forever has to deal with, you know, relationships and, you know, being with somebody forever, because everyone longs to be with somebody forever, you know, even though, you know, we're told that, oh, a good thing's always end. Well, I don't feel like that's true. If you find that one person that you really love, you know, and that person that's loyal to you and you stick by the side and, you know, you can be with them forever. Like, even though the divorce rate is like 50% or over 50%.
He said 50%. How you know?
I don't know what it is, but, like, I've always wanted that. You know what I'm saying? To be with somebody forever. I don't like going on all these different dates. And, like,
I know. You don't find the guys
that
like that,
I've been,
though.
I've been on a lot of first dates, and I'm tired of going on these first dates. You know what I'm saying? I want to go on. First, I want to go on my last first date. Don't y'all want to go on your last first date? Like, get sick of that. It's annoying. And then you got to spend all that money again. Like, and you don't even see the person again. You spend, like, $100 on a date, and it's like, they're not even interested. Like, really? I just wasted my time.
Oh, my God. I feel
too funny.
Either my third or fourth single off the album Call Me. It's called Forever, so hope y'all enjoy it.
Forever. Mississippi. He's pretty known in the South, and actually he's about to be known worldwide pretty soon, you know, so everybody knows who Storm is. So, yeah, get familiar with that name, Storm. He's also an artist, too. He got some hot stuff coming out soon, too. So.
That's amazing right there.
Big shout out to him.
So what would be, you know, what would be the first single off the new album?
Well, it would be the Call Me remix. The Call Me Remix would be the first song off the album, which I haven't, like, technically released it yet because there's some things that are in the works right now, you know. But the Call Me Remix will be the first. And then I'm probably going to reshoot a video for that, too, because I have the regular Call Me, but I'm going to do a new video, fresh new video with the Call Me Remix. Yeah, people's going to like that. I'm already working on it.
Well, can we get a snippet of the Call Me? Like, can we get, like, you sing a little bit of the chorus or something since we don't have it on the switchboard? Can we get, like, a little taste of that?
Right. Okay. Yeah, of course. All right. Call me anytime, anytime, anytime. Call me anytime, anytime, anytime. You don't have to be scared of alone. If you feel the need to talk, then pick up the phone. Don't worry about problems, we can work it out. You say he gives you troubles and he's giving you doubts. And don't fear, I'll be afraid. I'll be by your side till the end of the age. Yeah, call me, you can count on me. I'll be there for you, guarantee so.
Hey,
call me. Call me. So I kind of slowed it down a little bit and put like a little bit of jazz type of feel, jazz old type of feeling to it. So, yeah, yep.
Definitely.
Oh, I love. I don't know what y'all, but I love that track. Like, I love it. So, I'm super excited to even, you know, hear the remix to it. I know it's gonna be nice. So
the remix is even better, in my opinion. Like how we did it, how we went in there and did that, and that took like 15 minutes. You know, so it's all God, right, though. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Oh,
so I want to get, I know you, and I know, you know, some of the history behind it. So I want to know, like, how do you stay so humble? How do you deal with the negativity and keep it moving? Like, I mean, how do you stay, you know what I'm saying, how you stay so on?
Let's see. Where to begin? Who should I call? No, I'm just kidding.
No,
I'm not. I would never do that. I got a long list, though. You know, only God knows my list. But how do I stay so humble? Well, I mean, like, I grew up in church, you know, but my mom has a lot to do with that. You know, my mom was always keeping me grounded. You know, whenever I got a little big-headed, I would get whooped, you know. So she brought me down to earth, you know what I mean? Like, my mom is like my best friend, you know. I'm always going to her for advice, you know. Mom, well, this person said this, but she's like, no, well, don't get into it. You know what I mean? It's not worth it. Just stay you, be yourself, because, you know, regardless of what you do, people are going to talk about you regardless, because you're doing something positive, you're doing something different, and, you know, of course people are going to hate, you know what I mean, because you're coming from a total different perspective from everybody else, you know, and that's just how it is. So, like, I mean, the negativity, it comes with the job, you know what I mean, so I just soak it all up. I take the criticism, and I run with it, you know what I mean, and I get better each day, you know what I mean? I'm always constantly working on my voice. I'm always constantly writing every day. You know, like, I'm outside right now watching the birds. I can write a song about that, you know? It's just fun. It's just fun. Like, I love it, you know? And even though people talk about me, you know, I would never go to their level and talk bad about them because, you know, I'm the bigger person. So why, you know, that's just how I was taught, you know what I mean? I'll respect anybody, even if they don't respect me, I'll still respect them. That's just who I am, you know, and nobody can change me, and nobody will change me, even when I'm making that big money, you know what I mean, because I'm giving back to my community and where I'm from, you know, it will never get the best of me, ever.
Right. Wow, I love this man right here. He's so dope. Ever since the day I met him and chopped it up with him, he's always the same towards me. Friendships never change. He's a real good dude, so salute to you, Kovan, so much. So do you have, like, upcoming shows, I mean, not just in Minneapolis, but anywhere else that you can talk about?
Well, yes, this one I would love to talk about because, actually, like, man, it's – I don't even know how this came about. Well, I mean, I do, because I was networking and I submitted my music.
I'm going to be performing July 4th and possibly the 5th in New Orleans at the Essence Festival. So that is my next performance, which I'm really looking forward to. I don't know if people out there know what the Essence Festival is, but that's a pretty big deal, you know.
They better know.
Yeah, just Google it. Essence Fest. Beyonce's going to be there. You got Brandy. You got Charlie Wilson, Trey Songz. Who else is going to be there? There's some other big names that are going to be there, too. Alicia Keys, Maxwell. Man, it'll be good to network with them, too. So, and then
right.
I have a show coming up in Miami, July 6th.
Yeah.
I actually got to call the guy and confirm that, but it's looking like I'm going to be in Miami July 6th performing there. So.
That's what's up.
All
right.
And Kovan going to be there, too, so.
Yep. So that's it for shows right now, because I'm in the process of switching management and whatnot, so my booking is going to come into play pretty soon. So.
What about Juneteenth? Are you doing Juneteenth out here?
I believe so. You know that's crazy because it says that I'm performing on the website, you know what I mean? And then, like, I called the lady, and then she was like, well, there might not be enough time. And I'm like, well, I'm, like, on the website to perform, so why wouldn't I be on the stage? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
That's
so, like,
thing.
I mean, I'm hoping. I'm hoping. I mean, it says it on the website.
I wouldn't do that.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, why would they do that? Why would they put my name on the website saying, you know, they have my name and my picture, and then they said Kovan brings a smooth R&B sound to some description that they use. And I'm like, okay, well, that sounds nice. Because then I'm promoting it, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I promote like crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know how it is, but I'm like, when it's, I feel like I can get a job in marketing or something. But yeah, I know how to get out there, you know, get the word out there in a positive way, you know. So
exactly.
I mean, hopefully I'll touch the stage because I want to sing that song. What Can We Do? That's a very positive, uplifting song. It kind of has like a Michael Jackson type of feel to it, you know. So, which is one of my influences. So.
All right then. Well, let's go ahead and take some callers real quick, a few different callers, and then, you know, we'll get back to our questions and play another track from the album. So
okay.
Let's go ahead and get into the 501-791 caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Already, it's your boy Smooth the Dude, Miss Queen T, just showing y'all some love. Say out of Little Rock, Arkansas. Hey, what's up, boo? I was checking out your guy or whatnot. He got a nice sound, you know what I'm saying? Keep doing what you're doing, brother. A question I have for you, you know what I'm saying, what do you, some of your influences from the new school R&B or a lot of your influences from the old school 70s, 80s, you know what I'm saying, R&B? I don't know how old you are, but, like, I'm telling my age that I know the old school cats, Ohio Players, you know, Funkadelics, you know, Delphonics, you know, groups like that, Temptations, Four Top, or, you know what I'm saying, a lot of the new school, you know, 90s, 2000s. The teenager, are they some of your influences when it comes to this music, making your music?
Okay. Well, I'm 24 years old. I grew up listening to the Temptations, you know, Smokey Robinson, the Supremes, Luther Vandross, Marvin Gaye, you know, those guys. And then I would say currently I would say, you know, Neo and Usher, Tyrese, Genuine, those guys.
Okay. No, really. You well, Ryder. I like the sound you got going, though, my guy. You was talking about Essence Festival. You know, that's in New Orleans, so. You know what I'm saying? I'm here in Little Rock, so we all over that.
Okay.
Essence Festival, that's a big deal. So, you're doing something right if you at the Essence Festival performing. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Yo, shout out to Smooth, the dude. Smooth, go ahead and give out your information real quick and all that stuff. Do anything promo you want to get out there.
Already, well, I'm Smooth, the dude on Twitter. That's THADUDE. I got the show Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. The Smooth, the dude show with my guy Top, straight out of New Orleans. We display underground talent nationwide. Actually, last night on the show, I had 50 patients. You know what I'm saying? I know that's the Minnesota you know, internet sensation. So, you know, he sat down and tried to do with a lot of his fans on the show or whatnot. But it's like I say, Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, 213-943-3478. Hey, I would like to spend some of your music on the show. So if you could spit out your Twitter name, you know what I'm saying, I'll follow you or have I can get in touch with you. And like I said, we can go from there.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be great. It's just KB Music 3. And then, yeah, I'll definitely follow back for sure.
All right, that's KB Music 3.
Yep.
All right. I'm following you right now, my guy.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you very much.
I appreciate you, boss. Keep doing your craft, man. It's something you love, so keep doing it.
Yeah, thank you.
Really. Aww. So I have to show. I love it over there. They like family. Shout out to them. Definitely get it in on Smooth to Do. Check him out. Chops, Questions, everybody over there. So shout out to them. 501, Little Rock, Arkansas. But, yeah, let's go ahead and real quick, all the callers are popping in. Make sure you guys press 1 to go live with us. If you guys are trying to go live, press 1. Shout out to my boy DJ Damo out in St. Louis. He's tuned in. Shout out to Little Bit. She's tuned in. Shout out to the 678, the 229, the 414, the 404, the 323s. Everybody, man, we all over. So we're going to get into a couple more callers from the 225. 572, caller, who is this and where
are
you calling
from? Wow, it's Club Bang once again, man. It's Club Bang again, goddammit.
What's up?
Hold on, what's happening, baby?
Hey, what's going on?
Finally, we need to talk, brother. Finally, bro. Finally. I'm a butter the hell out of you, bro. How you feel, man?
I'm doing all right, man. You know, just. Yeah.
You know, that's my song, Call Me My Jail, man. I just want to show support, man, that real talk and everything. And my question, I got a question, you know. Does K-Von got a personal DJ?
An official DJ?
Yeah.
I do not. I don't.
Ooh. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da. Man, I fixed that problem.
Okay.
Well, definitely, man, I just want to just shout you out, man. I'm a fan, you know what I'm saying? So, definitely, when I first heard Call Me, and I kept hearing about this K-Line guy. Who is he? Who is this? Who is this guy? So, I finally just went on YouTube, listened to the song. I fell in love with Call Me, man, and I fell in love with the remix and everything. And like I said before, man, you know biggest we got, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Breaking and
yep.
Making it, baby. That's all we going to do. But, yeah, I just want to just shout you out, man. I want to stay on the line as long as I could. I don't stay on the line as much as I usually do when I'm next to Blow, because I'd be so much tied in and everything. But I want to definitely, when I heard they said that you got you going, I want to show support. Because Minnesota, we all we got, you know what I'm saying? So just want to say that. Just want to say that, and then, you know, I'm going to quit talking. You go do your thing. But K-Von, you know what it is, man. You know, he's on the Facebook, real talk, everything, network, and we come up with blah, 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 blah. You know what it is.
Yep. All right, man. Yeah, I appreciate it.
How you doing, baby? I forgot. You know, how you doing, baby? Are you good over there?
I'm good. You can't forget about Magafia.
Magafia, too. I'm sorry, baby girl. How you doing?
Nothing. I'm chilling, Bobby. Yo, what I feel comes up, though.
Definitely, you know, just bringing in that southern love, baby. You know, definitely. It's on and popping. Love y'all. So, you know, you can mute me now before I talk up the whole show. You know.
Shout out to Club Banger, too. Definitely a great, talented DJ out here, too. You know, he repping our city, too, and trying to help put on for the Twin Cities. And we need more people like that. We try to work together, like K-Von reaching out to people, DJ Club Banger reaching out to people, you know, myself. We out here in Minnesota. We definitely all trying to work together. So definitely salute to you, Banger. And thanks for calling in.
All day, bitch. We in here.
We up in here. Wait, whose song is that? Magafia, we interviewed someone. LA the Boo Man, right? Boom man,
yeah.
Boom man, boom man. Yo, shout out to him. But yeah, shout out to you, DJ Club Bangers. Thanks for calling in. Let's shout out to my boy Dawoo and Trouble T tuned in too. We should get into some more music by Kovan as soon as I pull my switchboard up. All right, we got Next to You, and then we got the original Call Me. So, what next track would you like to get into, Kovan?
Well, I think I'll save Call Me for the last, you know what I'm saying, because you're supposed to save your best for last. So I'm going to introduce Next to You. Is that all right?
Next to you.
Yeah.
I'm talking about next to you.
I want to give a little history behind this song, because this is one of my personal favorites. Yeah, but yeah.
All right, go ahead and introduce it.
You already in it? Okay. All right, well. This is a song. It's called Next to You, and actually, y'all can actually check the video on YouTube and whatnot. And I'm actually in the process of getting it on MTV Jams and VH1, so y'all look for that too, because this video is really official. You know, we put a lot of work into this video, capturing downtown Minneapolis. You know what I mean? I also did some scenes in Hell's Kitchen, the restaurant, and also at the Marriott Hotel too, as well. You know, so there's some good scenes in there. So check it out. It's called Next to You.
I know you think about it sometimes. You may have lost your mind, oh yes, certainly mine. I know I'm in this position, put myself in it. I'm in this cause I'm not about just getting it. I see your heart and it's what I'm searching for. I want all that, yes, baby, even more. And when I get this feeling deep down inside, I don't want you to go nowhere, baby, it's time, hold on now, our time has come. I wanna see you, cause you're my number one, and when I'm next to you, these feelings come back, never do I doubt that, oh, next to you, doing what you do, when I'm next to you. Not when I'm right next to you, and you, oh, yeah, and you, and these feelings, and they come right back. I'm thinking about the past and all those times, and in my mind it goes back to rewind. Tick tock, yeah, I'm feeling it, baby, where did you go? I need you right here. To your soul and your body near, next to you, oh yeah. Hold on now, our time has come. I wanna see you cause you're my number one. And I'm next to you, oh, oh girl, yeah, oh. Thank you.
next to you.
Hi. I love
this
song.
Yeah,
it's a nice
video,
too, so make sure y'all go check it out.
Next to you, remix, next to you.
I like that song.
Yeah, I like it, too. That'll be on the album. Dang, so that means there's going to be 14 songs on the album.
God,
dang. Man.
You're
so surprised. Yeah, 14, that's a lot. I mean, I want to put 18, but that might be. I don't want to give everything away. I'm saving some of these songs for the next album. You know, it's going to carry over. You know, so I'm going to be releasing albums back to back. So I'm going to give the fans what they want.
Most definitely.
All right, Kovan. So, I like his voice. So is there anybody local here in Minnesota that you would like to collab with that you have not yet collabed with?
Minnesota. That is a very good question. Yeah, actually, I have a long list for that too. Let's see. Top of the head. Wow, it's a lot of people, actually, honestly. Let's see, where to begin? Singers, rappers, gosh, see, why did you do that? That's a hard question because there's so many people in so little time.
Okay, it's okay, you don't got to answer that question. There's a lot of talent out here.
There is, though, there really is, and, it's, you know, we need to work together, you know what I'm saying? If Minnesota artists are listening, you know what I'm saying? Hit me up. I'm not one of those people that I ain't going to work with you. You know what I mean? If y'all want me on the hook, let's talk. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk business and let's go out there and get it done. You know, because we have the resources and we have the connections to get to where we're trying to go. You know, so why, you know what I'm saying, why hate on each other? You know what I mean? Well, let's get it done. Plain and simple. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Right.
That's the way I see it.
So
you know
what
I'm saying? Talent knows talent. You know what I'm saying? True artists know true artists, you know what I mean? So there should be no reason for everybody to be beefing, you know what I mean? Because we can all get this together. You know, I've said that from the beginning, from my interview with CBS, you know what I'm saying, to my interview with MinnesotaHipHop.com. I've been saying it, so no one should say, oh, well, he's just by himself. No, I reach out to people, so I'm trying to get people to reach back, you know, like I'm tired, you know? Like, so help me out, you know? I don't want to get there by myself. You know what I'm saying? It's about everybody, truthfully. So I'll go on record to say that.
I love it.
So what would you say your biggest achievement, your biggest achievement so far in your career is?
I feel like every step is an achievement. Like, I wouldn't put one up against the other. But because there's been so many successes. You know, from I would say one of them is being in the media-based top 100 for the single Call Me in a few weeks, you know what I mean? It climbing the charts. And that's, you know, yeah. I would say that's one of them, but also my interview with Channel 4 WCCO with Rez Chapman, you know, him highlighting my music and, you know, the positivity in it. You know, that was like I couldn't sleep the night before. I had the interview because it was a live interview and performance. So I'm thinking, oh, what if my voice cracks?
Yeah, I remember talking to you.
or what if I mumble or stumble on words? People's going to catch that, and people are going to call me out on Facebook or Twitter. Ooh, I seen you on TV and you messed up, you know? Like, oh, I wouldn't be able to I would live with it, but it would be so embarrassing. Like, so I'd say that was probably one of the biggest ones. And then the Essence Festival coming up, that's going to be key, too. So, and then with this video coming on MTV and VH1, that's going to be huge too. You know, I might cry when I see that, honestly. I'm an emotional guy. I'll cry. You know, I cried at my sister's graduation, you know. So, hey, you know, you only get one life, so live it up, right?
Right. All right. What would you say your biggest obstacle you had to overcome thus far?
Biggest obstacle. Can I give a few examples of that, a few obstacles?
No, yeah, of course. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, well, one is money, you know what I mean, because, you know, without money, you really can't do anything in this business, and I've invested a lot of money in my project. You know, nothing I do is free, and I don't get handouts, you know what I mean? Like, everything that I've done, beats, production, marketing, promotion, everything, like, I've paid for it out of my pocket, you know what I mean? Like, I worked a job, a retail job, for 5.5 years, almost 6, which I quit, you know what I'm saying, to really focus on this music job. So I'm working, like, temporary jobs just to, you know, get by for now, but I know that, you know what I'm saying, like, in about 6 months or less, you know, I'm going to get rewarded for my hard work, because that's just, you know, that's just how it goes. It's going to happen. You know, no ifs, ands, or buts about that. So money is an obstacle. I would also say, in a way, people, I would say, it's not a bad thing, no disrespect to women, but women can be obstacles on this journey, because they want to kind of, like, steer you away from it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, they can get you caught up in some drama. You know, I've been in some drama, some unnecessary drama. But it wasn't that bad, but it's just, like, there's no need for it, you know what I mean? There's no need for that stress. Another obstacle I would say is, negativity, maybe a little bit, not that much. It used to bother me a lot when people would talk about me. Like, it would really get under my skin, and that was, like, a few years ago, and I wasn't even as far along as I am now. But now it's just, like, a regular day occurrence, you know? I'll see something on Facebook, or I'll get something in my inbox, and I'm just like, whatever, you know, I'll just look past it. So I think those are the obstacles right there.
Okay. Sounds good. Right. You sound like you're a very positive person, and you sound so humble when you speak about your music career. What is the craziest thing a fan ever wrote you on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram?
The craziest thing a fan's ever wrote me?
Yes, or asked you or said to you.
Oh, man, now it's memory time. I would say, well, a few people have, like, pointed out that, like, I can't believe, like, you don't swear. Like, you're, like, so positive and, you know, it's like, why are you like that? And, like, what, you know, because it's just, like, it's just not the R&B you hear every day. You know, people's general feel of R&B is, you know what I'm saying, well, I'm going to put on, you know, mainly sex, you know what I mean, catering to sex and, you know, taking off clothes and whatnot. And it's like, in my opinion, that's not what R&B is really about. You know, R&B signifies rhythm and blues, you know what I mean? So it's like, I'm trying to steer people away from that direction. You know, and it's very hard. It's not easy at all, because I've gotten a lot of hate because of it too. You know, there's some crazy things that people have said to me as far as, like, on the opposite side of it, you know? And you guys would be amazed on some of these things that some of these messages I come across. You know, it's crazy. Like, I've gotten threats, you know what I mean? Like, really?
What?
Like, you're going to threaten my life because I'm trying to do something positive? Like,
are you serious?
Not that. Yeah, I'm being dead serious. I'm getting weird phone calls. That's why sometimes I don't answer certain numbers that I don't recognize, because I'm thinking it might be somebody who's trying to, like, you know, do something. Like, really.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy, and it's only going to get worse. It's crazy. It's a crazy world out here. People do not want to see you succeed, especially if you're doing something positive, especially, you know, because everyone is in the negative field, you know what I mean? Like, and, yeah, like, but for me, you know, I look past it, you know. I was born with this gift, so I'm taking it, I'm running with it, but I'm not scared, you know what I mean? That's one thing about me is, like, I'm not scared of anybody. You know, I work out 4 times a week, you know what I'm saying, hit the weights, you know what I mean? So, you know, like my producer said, he's like, you don't want to be one of those artists who, you know what I'm saying, when they're at the club and somebody, like, tries to trip them or spill a drink on you, you don't want to be that artist that gets beat up. You want to be the artist that beats them up, you know what I mean? So, hey.
I can't see what?
You couldn't picture me fighting.
Tell him,
one
up, get done up, right?
You said what?
I said, tell them to run up, get done up.
Oh, girl, I ain't going to talk smack, but I'm just saying, like, I know how to defend myself. You know, if I have to, you know what I mean? But I'm not just going to go out there, oh, you talk about me? You talk about me? Oh, let's go. No, I ain't going to do that. No.
Go ahead.
But I ain't a punk either, though. I'm not a punk. Definitely not.
You're
trying
to
write
down
the
radio. He ain't about that life. You could be about that life. You know what I'm saying? What about that, though?
Yeah, it's all
good. Okay, so a few more questions.
I love questions.
What one thing would you say an artist must have or must need in this music industry to make it in the industry?
One thing?
One to three things. I know you can't do one thing.
I know, right? Okay, one, copyrights, Library of Congress. Make sure your music is copyrighted because anybody can take it. You don't want somebody taking your music. I know I sure wouldn't. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it costs money to get it copyrighted, but, you know, legitimize yourself. Become, you know, be legit. Be real legit. Don't say you're just about it. Be about it. You know what I mean? So that's one thing, copyrights. Next thing is networking. Networking is key to this industry. If you don't get out there and network, then you're not going to go anywhere. You're going to have this great music just sitting at home, and you're going to play it yourself, and you're just going to listen to it. Ooh, I have great music. It's so good. But how does anybody know? Because you're not networking and getting out there. So no one's going to know who you are. So you need to get out there, get off your butt, you know what I'm saying? Even get a Sharpie and write a name on a blank CD and hand it to somebody. You know, like, that's how it starts, and it goes from there. That's two. See, I'm about to start preaching, y'all.
Preach on, my brother. Preach on.
My grandpa was a minister, so that my grandpa was a minister, so I got it from him. So number three, loyalty is key. You know, you got to be loyal to the people who you network with. Like, for example, I'm loyal to you guys. You know what I mean? I would never turn my back on y'all because y'all have supported me from the beginning. You know, so that's, I would never do that. I would never be like, oh, I don't know, Miss Queen T. Magasi, who are they? You know, like, nah. Wherever I go, you know what I'm saying, I take y'all with me. I network, you know what I'm saying? I tell people, you know, tune into Next to Blow, Miss Queen T. Magasi's show, you know what I mean? Like, show them love, you know? So, I mean, loyalty is key. You know, you got to be honest and respectful to people that you work with and never change because, you know, just continue to be yourself. Don't change for someone. Don't change up your music because someone says, I hate it. I don't like how it sounds. Because several people have told me they hate my music, you know, and I should sound like such and such. I don't, no, I'm not going to do that. Who are you to tell me to change my music? You know what I'm saying? Who are you? You know, like, you're nobody to me. Sorry to burst your bubble, but you're nothing special. I'm going to keep walking. I'm going to keep doing what I'm going to do. So there's more than that, but I know we're the whole time
right.
thing. So, yeah, so those three.
Well, I mean, that kind of fits in. They kind of fits into the next one, but what kind of advice would you give to another upcoming artist trying to do the same thing you're doing in the music industry?
Be careful who you surround yourself with, because people that you think are for you, they're most 9 times out of 10 they're not for you. They're actually against you. They're just acting like they're for you so they can get a piece of the pie. You know what I mean? So my advice to people is. Even those close to, even your closest friends and closest family will do things to try and, you know, not manipulate, but question, oh, so how's the music thing going? You know, like, don't even buy into that. You know, don't let your family influence you. Stick to your roots and just keep going. You know what I mean? Don't stop for nobody because the moment you stop, you know, is when you start having these doubts and, can I really do it? You know, so that's probably my biggest advice and just, you know, just work on your craft every day. Whether it's singing, rapping, whether you're a poet, whether you play the flute, clarinet, whether you, you know, are a magician even, you know. Just work at it every day, you know.
Right. All right, is there, okay, besides music, if you didn't have the gift of, you know, the talent and all that, to do music, what would Kovan be doing?
There'll be a few things. Well, I got my bachelor's degree in mass communications from Augsburg College. So that's one thing, you know, like education is key. You know, without education, I don't feel like you can really do anything personally because education is the foundation. So right now I would be trying to get into ESPN, being a sports anchor for ESPN. You know, that's my other dream of mine to do. Or I would go into the church, you know, be a youth leader and work with kids because I love working with kids.
Oh.
You know they said about a man that loves kids. So,
I don't have any kids. I'm 24. I got a degree. I got no kids. I mean, what's up? What am I doing wrong, y'all? Help me. Help me.
You ain't doing nothing wrong. Good things come to those who wait.
And but I've been God waiting for 24 years, though. I mean, how much longer I got to wait? I want to have kids before I'm 30.
Oh, you're going to know, right? That's going to happen. Trust in the
Well, you know, I'm on that 1 to 2 year plan right now. I'm trying to get married. before the gray hair start kicking in, before the Grammys, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm on that, you know, like 1 to 2 year plan, like, for real. Like, because I want to find, I mean, like, they say you shouldn't look. I mean, I'm not, like, looking, but I'm looking, but I'm not looking, if that makes any sense. But it doesn't make sense. It makes sense in my head, but I'm just saying, though, it's like, gosh, I have all these, you know, abilities, and I have all these gifts, and I have a great heart to give to women, and it's like I've been screwed so many times. Like, my last girl cheated on me, you know. Actually, I wouldn't even count that relationship because she was going with him the whole time. She was going with me. Like, really?
Oh, my God. Really? How could you miss that? Oh, my God.
I won't say her name, though. Like, that would be just cold. I'm not that type of person.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Maybe she's listening. I don't know.
She's probably listening. She's like, oh, my God, he's talking about me. I feel so bad. Yeah, you should feel bad.
She'd be stalking my Facebook, though. I'm telling y'all. Like, I'll block her, then unblock her, then as soon as I unblock her, I'll have a whole bunch of notifications. Like, oh, God.
Wow. Okay. It's her loss, though.
Yeah.
So funny.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Okay. It is what it is.
She's out there. She's out there. I know she's out there. I've been praying. It's gonna happen.
Call him, girl. Yeah. Call him, girl.
So if any of those listeners out there are single, you know, I mean,
uh-oh,
you know,
uh-oh. If you're single, I'm gonna tell you, you have to be good looking. You have to be pretty. Nice white teeth, pretty hair,
yes.
nice skin tone, all the teeth, no tattoos. Make sure you know how to dress. You smell good.
Can you go to church, please? Walking. Can you please go to church?
Yes, go to church. Church.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Can you cook? Can you cook too? Cook, please. Because the cooking is key too. Because I can cook now. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
I can cook a little bit. So you need to go 50-50, you know what I'm saying? If I can cook, you need to be able to cook too, because I ain't cooking every night. It's not going down like that. I'll be on the road and tours and stuff. Like why, when I come home, you know what I'm saying, why do I have to cook? I've been traveling 50 states, and I got to come home and cook? Like, really? I mean, I'll do it, but still, like, really?
No, you ain't doing it. She got to do it. She got to make sure she got to put your bubble bath, you a nice hot massage, you know.
I gotta write this down. Oh, pets too. I love dogs. I love dogs.
I
want a little puppy, you know? I want a little puppy.
Oh, so cute, come on. So cute.
Do we have any lady listeners that want to call in? I mean, ask me any questions, you know?
Yeah,
I know, right?
Press that one to talk to Cole Juan. He is single and he is ready to game. Wow.
He said, call him, girl. Call him, girl. Hey, speaking of that, Cole Juan, let's go ahead and this is the original Call Me song, but go ahead and introduce this for the listeners.
Okay, well, this is my first single on the album, Call Me. Right now it's playing on major FM radio in the southern regions. We're trying to work its way up so it can get across America. So, you know, help me out, y'all. Let's push it to number one. If this doesn't go number one, the Call Me remix will for sure go number one. So let's all give a warm welcome to the original Call Me. And I wrote this song.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. I go by the name of Colvin. That's my single right here. Call Me. Check it out. Check it out.
just call.
Caller, who is this? Where are you calling from? And do you have a question for Kovan or any feedback?
612-636.
I guess they're just listening in. They're just listening and they want to hear his voice. They want to hear that sexy voice.
That number sounds familiar. 636.
Uh-oh. I know, I love it.
Who is that?
All right. Well, let's try 404-664. Caller, who is this and where are you calling from?
What's good? This is Major League Beast calling from Atlanta.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's going down?
Nice and chillin', Robin.
What up, Major League Beast?
What's going down?
I know you be making R&B beats, but you know you be producing beats and all that stuff too. So, do you have a question for Kovan or any feedback or anything like that?
No, that last record was dope. It was hot. I like the ad-libs and there was some dope melodies he put in there too. He's talented.
Thank you. Thank you.
What?
Oh yeah,
well,
no.
Do you have any promos you
want
to put out there?
Not everybody, you know what I'm saying? I got a mixtape dropping in August, entirely 14, 15 tracks, all produced by me. A lot of hot features going to be in there. Use a lot of mainstream artists, but I'm using a lot of independent cats too, give a lot of independent people some shine. Follow me on Instagram, MLB_productions. Follow me on Twitter, MLB_productions, and Google Major League Beats anywhere. Any independent artist want to work, man, I work with everybody budget. I definitely got plugs to promote, you know what I'm saying, projects, and I show artists how to properly, you know what I'm saying, drop singles and follow up a project as well. So, you know, just hit me.
All right,
then. All right, so I want to get into one of your songs a little bit, probably ending up the show with that crazy song. I like that beat, so I'm not sure who the artist is. I just know the beat, so.
Yeah, that's going to be on my project, too. Actually, that artist got a song with feature I produced called Same Much Shit. Going to be on Freeband's new mixtape dropping end of July. The exact same artist on there, his name's Joe Major. Him and his camp did a couple records with a couple Freeband artists, so. Y'all stay tuned. You know, I'm gonna definitely get y'all that as soon as I get the masters back.
Okay. Thank you so much. Hey, so wow, you know the funny thing is, after we had tried to take that 612 number, they hung up. So.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. They say man.
Guilty.
You said what?
Guilty.
Oh, you said they're guilty.
They feel guilty. Oh, my God, he's talking about me. Click.
Yeah, no, I wonder who that is. 636. Oh, no. That, yeah. But that sounds familiar. Oh, no. Probably hear about it in a few days. You know, probably.
I'm tuning into your radio show. You ain't talking about me. But, yeah, Kovan, thank you so much for coming through. We had fun with you tonight. You know, it's just like having you on the show, so it wasn't, you know, we already
right.
know what you, but we, you know, want to let everybody else know who Kovan is, and definitely you're upcoming, very doing your thing right now, so, and definitely respect your grind and keep doing it, because hard work does pay off, and it is paying off for you, and very talented, and like you said, we've been rocking with you since day one. And So, is there any websites or anything like that? You go ahead and spell the websites and links like that, where people can follow you, tweet you, add you, find your music. Also, is there anything that we didn't cover on the interview that we'd like to talk about before we do the outro?
Okay, well, I'll first talk about my links. Again, Twitter, KBMusic3, YouTube, KovanMusic1. I have an official website, www.iamkovan.com. That's K-O-V-A-N for those of you who do not know how to spell my name. Also, you can get me on ReverbNation.com. It says Kovan Official. I'm on SoundCloud. Also, if you Google Kovan CBS, you can check out my interview with... you know, CBS Minnesota Channel 4. I'll be sure to check that out, too. Am I missing anything with the links? I think that's about it.
as far as did y'all miss anything? I think you guys are pretty good, pretty on point. I'm just glad I was finally able to get an interview with y'all. I've been trying, you know, for like years. You know, I've been on it.
Hard work pays off.
But it's just good to finally, you know, connect with both of you ladies, you know, because I support both of you, and it's good, you know, to finally for you guys asking me questions. You guys know a little bit more about me now, too, which is good.
Oh, yes.
I know, right?
So, Queen T, we got to find a candidate. We got to find a lovely young lady to go on a date with him. She got to be perfect, though. Like, I know how to cook, I got a bird, love dogs, the whole nine.
Well, I mean, I'm going to Miami next month, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
set that up.
Okay. I have to
be in Miami on like the 5th or the 6th, you know, so.
Okay.
Miami's a pretty good city, you know. I'm looking at relocating to Miami. It's on my list.
Yay.
Hey, Miss Queen T might be moving to Florida too, so probably not Miami, but you know.
Right. Oh,
hey, but no, I will be making a trip out there going like August or something. But definitely, Kovan, do you have any last shout outs you want to give or anything else you want to say? Let you go.
Well, first I want to shout y'all out. You know, Miss Queen T and Magashi for having me on the show tonight. You know, I really thank you. It's been fun. You know, and hopefully in the future we can do this again. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So, because you know, I have a lot of new material that y'all haven't heard.
But you're welcome back anytime.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate it. Shout out to my mom. She's not listening. She's probably asleep, you know. Yeah, but, I mean, I love her. She supports me 100% in this journey. You know, I got to shout out because if it wasn't for my mom and God, I would not be on this phone right now. So I have to, you know. And my grandma, you know, my grandma too. My grandma's in Florida. Hi, grandma.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to everybody. You know? Shout out to everyone who's tuning in. Shout out to everybody who wasn't tuning in that should have tuned in. But, you know, shout out to all the artists, you know, independent, major, whatever it is. You know, keep doing what you're doing because that's what you love to do and keep doing it. Don't let anybody stop you or anybody hold you back from doing what you do and, you know, stay positive, and you only get one life, so just, you know, live it to the fullest. I always stand by that. So why stress over anything, you know, because, you know, if today's not good, then tomorrow's going to be better, you know. So that's the way I see it.
Definitely. All right, then, Kovan, thank you so much for coming through. It was a pleasure having you, and, you know, we'll stay in touch, of course, like always.
Of course, we stay in touch like every day. We all stay in touch like every day, so.
Yes.
Call me anytime, Kovan.
Thank you. I love that. Oh, okay, now it's your turn.
I don't even need to sing it anymore. I don't need to sing it anymore.
No, I like when you sing it. No.
Okay, all right, I'll do a little bit. I'll just sing a little because, you know. All right. Call me anytime, no matter where you are. Just pick up that phone and make that call. I've been waiting all morning, waiting all night. If you feel the need to talk, I'll make you feel right. So call me.
Oh, call me, let us call. Oh, man. I had a great time tonight. It was a pleasure having you on the show.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, Kovan. Is there any last-minute promo you want to get out there? I'm going to play the last track of the night.
Make sure you guys, shout out to MLS Tuning tonight, that spoke to our guest tonight. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at Magassia, MAGASSIA _ promotions. Make sure you follow Miss Queen T on Instagram now, because she's finally back on Instagram at Miss Queen T _XO. Make sure you follow Next to Blow Radio on Twitter at next the number 2 Blow Radio. At Miss Queen T on Twitter, at she_is_Magassia on Twitter. And if you were tuned in and you couldn't call, comment, I couldn't go through, whatever, there's other phone that you were tuned in, super shout you out and have fun tonight.
I did too. I had a blast. Both guests were very, very entertaining. Shout out to the Joker and Kovan. Shout out to all the callers. Shout out to everybody, Magassia and myself. And all the loyal supporters, all the fans that called in, and everybody that's still tuned in, shout out to them. Shout out to, let me see the number that I do see. DJ Damo, I see you. Major League Beats, I see you. DJ Clubbing is still on the line. Shout out to the 229, the 323, the 404, 7. Okay, then. My bad. And the other one, 786 and everybody else. So definitely salute to everybody that did call in. Next week, Magassia, should we wait to tell them who we got next week or what you want to do?
Let's wait. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. So we will be announcing maybe later on tonight or tomorrow who we have on the show.
So it's going to be real nice. Of course, you already know. This is how Next Blow Radio gets down. Tune in every day. And this is how we get it, 718-664-9115. Also, go like the fan page on Facebook, Next to Blow Radio. Also, promote yourself in the group page, Next to Blow Radio. Also, make sure you download the Next to Blow Radio app if you have a Google, Android, Market phone. Go ahead and download that Next to Blow Radio app. And salute to all our everybody that, you know, supports us, and definitely.
Yeah,
so we're about to get into this last track. It's a Major League Beats beat, and it's called Crazy Sound. I'm not really sure who the artist is on it, but it's Major League Beats, so if you guys need beats, holler at my boy, and we can go from there. So thank y'all. Y'all have a good night, and we'll see y'all next week. Talk to y'all next week.
She make them crazy sounds. How you do that, girl? Keep doing that, girl. Ooh, I love it, girl. She make them crazy sounds. How you doing that, girl? Keep doing it, girl. I love it, girl. When you make them crazy sounds. 2 o'clock in the morning, said she's horny. She's heading home. Leaving the club with a couple friends. She's gonna be home alone. So I drive over to a crib just to meet her there. To my surprise, she was standing in some underwear. All I thought about was, really wanted her like, so I had to get out of the car fast. Got to the door before I said a word. My arms was round my neck and all I heard was, how you do that, girl? Keep doing that, girl. Oh, I love it, girl. You make them crazy sounds. How you doing that, girl? Keep doing it, girl. Oh, I love it, girl. When you make them crazy sounds, hard kissing, our hands was in position to take each other's clothes off. And if you ever had this feeling of love, you know just what I'm talking about. Moaning, sweating, screaming, love.
love it. I love it. Oh, I love it, love it.
Mixing the beat.
My life is a movie. Put it on.
This is Damo Entertainment out of St. Louis, and you are now tuned into the hottest blog talk radio station with the lovely Miss Queen T and Magasia on the Next to Blow Radio.
Hey, what up? It's them super sexy STL R&B boys, Mo Trey.
We holding down this R&B thing with our girls, Miss Queen T and Magasia.
And they got the whole world locked in right now listening to Next to Blow Radio.
Yeah, and you already know that we Next to Blow.
Mo Trey.
Hashtag Team Open. Talk.